the mother of a young woman who was stabbed to death outside the Lynn Valley Library in North Vancouver during a violent rampage 2 years ago, told a judge this week how her family's lives have been destroyed by her daughter's death. The woman described her daughter, a woman in her 20s who cannot be named under a court-ordered publication ban, as a fearless and gentle person who loved being in Canada, which she regarded as home. But there was another home she loved. Our home. The family home where she grew up. With her brother and her sister and her dog and her mom and her dad. With us, said the mother, who read her victim impact statement in BC Supreme Court on Wednesday. Well, she has neither home now. And nor do we. We are left merely to exist. The woman's mother-in-law also read a victim impact statement in court on Thursday, describing the young woman as one of the kindest, sweetest people I have ever met, and the pain of watching her son grieve the loss of his partner. My son lost the love of his life, she said, describing how the couple were planning to build a life together. There are no words to describe the devastation this monster has caused to so many people. The family members made their statements as a sentencing hearing got underway this week for Yannick Bandaugu, 30, who has pleaded guilty in BC Supreme Court in New Westminster to one charge of second-degree murder, 5 counts of attempted murder and 1 count of aggravated assault for a stabbing rampage outside the Lynn Valley Library in March 2021. According to an agreed statement of facts, Bandaugu stabbed the young woman who died 12 times before attacking 3 more people in close proximity, including those who tried to help the injured. He then went outside to the library plaza, where he stabbed 3 more people before being pursued by multiple witnesses and taken down by police. Because Bandaugu has pleaded guilty to a charge of second-degree murder, he will receive an automatic sentence of life in prison. Eligibility for parole under the Criminal Code of Canada can range from 10 to 25 years in prison. As part of a joint Crown and Defence submission Wednesday, prosecutors asked that Bandaugu not be considered eligible for parole for a period of 15 years. Bandaugu has remained in custody at North Fraser Pre-Trial Centre since his arrest. His guilty pleas in May came more than 2 years since the shocking events involving the stabbing of 7 people took place on March 27, 2021, before horrified onlookers. When police officers arrived at the scene, they found multiple victims suffering from stab wounds in and around the Lynn Valley Library complex, ranging in age from 22 to 78. Victims included a high school teacher, a North Vancouver mother of 3 and a young woman who was a student at Simon Fraser University. Mother of 3 describes life-changing impacts of attack. In court Wednesday, 2 other victims of the Lynn Valley stabbing read their victim impact statements to the judge, describing how the attack and its aftermath have impacted their lives. Suzanne Till, a single mother of 3 children, described sitting next to a young woman who was suddenly being viciously attacked, and coming face to face with the attacker in a moment that changed her life. Till described being rushed to the hospital, where she had emergency surgery after suffering stab wounds to her face. She lost one eye and had to have her nose reconstructed as a result of the attack. She described feeling guilty about not being able to protect her children, who constantly worry about her in the aftermath of the attack. I used to tell my kids to go out into the world. Explore. Travel. Don't fear people no matter what walk of life they're from, she said. We can no longer do this. I can no longer live by what I once preached. I am scared. Victim describes attacker as a monster. Emma Henderson, who was a 22-year-old university student when she was stabbed in the head outside the library, described dealing with both physical and emotional pain after the attack. She described being pushed into a fence in the library plaza, knocked to the ground and stabbed repeatedly. In the moments after the attack, Henderson said she wasn't sure if she was alive or dead. I was in so much pain. Henderson said she remembers hearing screams. Piercing screams of someone in agony, before realizing, those were my screams. I remember looking at my face for the first time, after the attack, and being horrified, she said. I did not recognize myself. It's hard to look at pictures of myself before the attack, she said. Because I don't look like that anymore. I hate being reminded of what happened to me. For a long time after the attack, the student was unable to go near the Lynn Valley Library and had anxiety attacks in public. Henderson said she struggled with insomnia, lying awake, thinking what I could have done differently that day. She said has at times been consumed by hate for her attacker, who she described as a monster. On the day she learned Bandaugu had been charged with attempting to murder her, she said she cried with relief. I'm slowly working to let go of this anger and hatred, she said, adding she has now been able to go back to university. I'm working to focus my energy on something more worthy of my time. But she said she will never forget what happened or forgive her attacker. Bandaugu admitted in an agreed statement of facts previously entered in court that he didn't know any of the people he attacked in the Lynn Valley Library Plaza. The hearing continues in BC Supreme Court in New Westminster on Thursday and Friday. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.